Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower and inspire you on your personal journey. From her cattle ranch in Alberta, this sassy psychic cowgirl uses her connections to universal energies to guide you to greater awareness and wisdom.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show this morning. It's not a lovely morning here today. It's snowing a lot. Not delighted at all. It was very soggy when I went out this morning to feed my baby calf Anastasia. Yeah. Not delighted. Nope. It was so sunny a couple days ago. I went and got my bistro set out, put it on my deck, enjoyed soaking up every minute of sun. And I heard that it was supposed to snow. And then yesterday it only rained, and I was a little smug about it. Quite happy, actually. And then I got up in the night to let a cat out, and I'm like, not delighted. Nobody looks like they're going to calf this morning, though, so that I'm delighted about. So how are you doing? Is it getting any easier with our, I'm not even going to say it's the new normal yet, because it's still all chaos and up in the air and uncertainty and unknowing and wondering and trying to figure it out. Are some days easier than others? Are you also finding you can go through a multitude of emotions and everyone, sometimes in an hour, same day? It's crazy. It is crazy. It feels like every day there's something new to worry about or wonder about or figure out. Yesterday we spent almost all day working on 4-H stuff. So my husband and I are 4-H leaders for our club, and our show and sale day was, of course, canceled because of everything going on, and so we're doing an online timed auction. But it's a bit challenging because we can't seem to get the dates confirmed, and I'm not sure why. I have some suspicions why, but it seems like maybe a little bit of denial, really hoping that that's not what we have to do and that there's a chance to have our show and sale later, or I'm not sure, but I'm finding it frustrating. And then, you know, with all the new regulations and changes and meat prices in our grocery stores are going up, but we as ranchers don't benefit from that. We actually, our prices will go down. And because it's bizarre the way it goes, and it's frustrating for us. And, you know, we realize this year that, I mean, it's going to be what it's going to be, and just trying to help the kids understand that and, you know, be very clear with them what their options are. Actually, looks like we might sell ours privately, and we're going to actually take one to put in our freezer. They're so delicious, raised with love. And just trying to figure out what the best option is so that the kids don't get discouraged with it all. Because, I mean, learn to do by doing is the motto, and they're learning, and it's not always pleasant, and that's okay. But it's my job to make sure they understand and don't get discouraged. It's tough. And every day there's something new to try to figure out. I mean, it's definitely keeping us busy. At the same time, it's so bizarre, isn't it? Like, things just don't really make sense. And then, okay, let's go there. Let's talk about social media. There's so many opinions and stories. It's hard to know what's true. And, you you know, all the conspiracy theorists. I love a good conspiracy theory because I like, you know, I don't believe them, but I like hearing what a possibility is or what people dream up. It's interesting to me. But I don't like when people get worked up by it because it doesn't, at the end of the day, does it matter how this all started or what the purpose was? We are in this. And yes, awareness and knowledge is good, but nobody really knows the actual truth. And what we have to do is just be in this, feel what we're feeling, and work through it without, you know, disregarding our mental, physical, spiritual health. Because if you get really, really worked up with conspiracy theories and mad about this is happening, you're not really doing yourself any favors because it's not going to change what's happening. And I have some people in my world I have relationships with, and we're definitely not on the same page with this at all. And I just have to take a step back from them right now because I don't have the time or the energy to have this discussion with them. I just don't. My priorities have definitely changed. My priorities are keeping all the animals alive, keeping my family's mental and physical health doing well, helping my kids with online school, making sure that my husband is managed with all the things we have to do and he knows everything that's going on while he goes out to work still because he's an essential service. And that's where I focus on my energy, plus my clients and my friends and my extended family. Like, and so my relationship with this person, I just put totally on hold. And they're not really liking it, but I just don't have it in me right now to have that conversation because I know it won't land the way I intend it to. And I don't want to hear their opinions about this because when we have talked about it, they've been offensive, not on purpose, but it has been. And it's up to me to set the boundary of whether I engage or disengage, right? And there will be a conversation happening eventually, for sure. I think it should be an in-person one, but I don't know if we can ever do that. So it'll be a phone one, I guess. But it's interesting because everybody's in this. Everybody. And there seems to be those that think the economy and getting everything back open is more important than people's health and the toll on our healthcare system. And I'm on helping people live. That's the side I'm on, which is understandable since I spend, you know, 75% of my time making sure all the animals live. It's been a intense calving season, very labor intensive, but everybody's survived. We've only lost one calf. And so, yay. Totally knocking on wood with that. We're down to our last few, but unfortunately, or fortunately, however you want to see it, four of them are heifers. And so that means that this is the first time they're having a baby, and so that just creates more worry. And we bought some replacement heifers, and so far, all of them have had trouble. So we'll sending lots of good juju there. And so, of course, I get that I would always be on the side of making sure people stay alive, right? And I worry about our healthcare workers and all of our essential workers. You know, it's rough and it's scary for them. And I don't want them to have to deal with any more than they have to already, right? But it's interesting. And I'm not splaying my opinions all over social media. Actually, here's where the only place that I'm really saying them much, of course, to my friends and close family and stuff, but because, you know, I know that people are, when they're in uncertain, unknowing times, they can get a little feisty because they don't have the same busyness and distractions that they had before, and so they're creating them. And so we need to have a little bit of compassion for them, but at the same time, you personally get to decide whether you engage or don't engage. Nobody knows. And everybody, I feel, is doing the best they can with what they know how. And even if it does come out that there's this hidden, nasty agenda, it'll be what it's going to be because we're in it. And as humans, we're pretty resilient and adaptable, and we will figure it out. But for right now, we're in it whether you like it or not. That's why I'm offering those energy clearings. There's going to be another one tomorrow morning. It was interesting. So I know when I need my energy cleared, and I clear this one, it's like psychic attacks and like any negative energy being directed to me. And I had to clear that one the other day, and it was huge. And I knew that. I could feel it. And so I'm including that one on my energy clearing tomorrow. I'm going to enhance our immune systems once again because it's very important. And then I'm going to clear that one. I feel like that one's going to take some time. Lots of times when I do these, each one takes like 45 minutes to an hour. So it takes me a long time to do it, but it's worth it. Yeah, when I did that and it kept going and going and going, I think that's the highest it's ever been when I've cleared that on myself. So then, of course, I had to tell all my healer friends that have this program, make sure you're doing that. And it, you know, psychic attacks happen all the time, right? Someone's mad at me because my opinion differs than theirs, or I'm not as available to them as they want me to be. Like, you know, it is what it is, which is interesting because with this, the one I was like talking about, I'm not available usually in April. We're busy calving. I'm just not available. I just don't have time. But this year, it's different for some reason on their part. Between calving and 4-H, April and May are so crazy for me. And that hasn't changed. It still is. I got to tell you, though, the baby calves are so cute. My little Highland heifer is getting fuzzier and cuter every day. She looks like a baby buffalo right now still. But she's getting fuzzier and cuter, and I still have one more Highland to have her baby. She should be having it, like, in the next week. I keep asking her every day. Oh, I have a funny story about her that I just found out yesterday. So my husband goes out and checks first thing in the morning before he goes to work, and he said there's been a few times where she's sleeping, but she's got her head tilted. So one horn is kind of stuck in the dirt, and the other horn is sticking straight up, and he's like, oh, my gosh, she's dead. How am I going to tell Shannon? And he has to go over there, and then he swears at her. And I said, you need to get a picture. And he just looks at me like, well, that's not where my mind goes. I don't take my phone out in the morning. And I said, but you should. That's hilarious. Nora playing tricks on you. It's the little things we have to laugh at, right? Yeah, because every day is this emotional journey that we may not have known. And another interesting thing is vivid dreams, very vivid dreams. And how are you finding, too, that you can wake up and, like, you know, go to the washroom or do whatever, let the cat out like I do, and you go back to bed and you end up back in the same dream? That's been happening more. And I wonder if it's because we've been forced to slow down. We've been forced to reexamine. We're being forced to take time. So pay attention to your dreams. So far, mine are jumbly, though. They're not the interpret kind. It's like the venting dreams where I'm venting out fears and anxieties, and so they're jumbled. The dreams that I interpret usually play like a story, beginning, middle, bit of an ending. Endings are never, like, obvious, though. I'm also finding I'm having a lot of dreams of past places I've lived, past people I've known, and it's, like, kind of wrapping it up. Maybe we're all wrapping up some karmic debts in this, too, through our dreams. I don't know. It's kind of interesting, though. And I've seen a few posts on social media about people's dreaming being more intense right now. Kind of interesting, isn't it? Dun, dun, dun. We're fascinating, if nothing else. Yeah, craziness. So, how's your prioritizing going? Are you surprised by anything that you've been delighted that you have time for now? What are the things you're missing the most? Without, you know, obsessing on them, can you write them down so that in the future you make sure you plan time for them? What has surprised you the most about all of this? Because right now is such an amazing time, if you're not an essential worker with a crazy schedule, to take that time to figure out what your priorities are, what, you know, truly does make you happy, what doesn't. Self-exploration and self-care is like, really, for lots of us, we have the time right now. I find, though, that I have a lot of edgy energy some days where I can't sit and read or I can't sit and watch a movie. I have to be moving. I mean, it works great because my cows get checked 17 more times a day than normal. Like, I can work it out, and it's like I have to get rid of some energy. Maybe I'm frustrated by something that I'm not even aware of, and I got to stomp it out. If you find that's happening to you, find a way to vent it out. Like if you dance, do yoga, treadmill, whatever it is, find a way to, like, use it to your advantage, I guess, is the point. If I can't go outside because it's snowing, like today, well, I can go outside, but I choose not to, unless I have to. I end up cleaning and organizing. Lots of nesting going on. Even my kids are nesting. They both rearranged their rooms. It's been fun. Juggling everything and, you know, supporting everybody that we support. Don't ever discount that you're doing a lot anyway. It may not be the mad chaos that it was before, but you're still doing a lot. And take care of yourself, because we don't know when this is going to end. I don't feel like the kids are going to go back to school in September. I know people don't like when I say that, but it doesn't feel like it right now. So whatever happens, it's just not feeling like it. So crazy. We never would have guessed a year ago that this is where it was going, would we? So wild. Are you finding that you're wanting to simplify your life? But it's weird, isn't it? Because the tools or the ways of doing things that we had, we can't, right? Like, you want to start a new project, you can't just go to the store and buy the supplies. You either have to plan it carefully and make sure that, you know, you're getting groceries or whatever, or order online, which then it's a crapshoot when it shows up, although I will say Amazon has been sending things quicker than normal, or not than normal, but quicker than I thought they would. And it's just interesting. We have to re-strategize and think things through before we do them, because there can be consequences we don't like. So you're really forced to look at your life, whether you want to or not. And you're being forced to look at all your relationships, whether you want to or not. It's interesting. I'm reading a book on boundaries. I have pretty good boundaries. But, I mean, they always can use some topping up. And I followed one of the practices and did something, and I got pushback, and I was like, okay, well, there I go. But it was good information that maybe I don't have as strong of boundaries with this person that I should. Oh, that's why. Because the reality of boundaries is if you don't have strong boundaries with someone, you end up resentful. It's just how it works. But we have to remember that boundary setting is all on us. We're the ones choosing not to have a boundary, or to have a boundary. And you can change it. It's a really interesting book. Some of it I thought I knew, and I'm like, oh, that makes sense. Oh, which is, you know, always a sign of a great book. So what's your favorite go-to activity? I just saw on Facebook one of those, you know, where they have, like, would you want to be in house one, house two, house three, and they had one of them was, like, movies, with a projector, mountains. I can't remember what the other one was. One was a library, a garden, and a cat, which is what I would choose, but I would need a horse too. Anyways, I found that one. I like that one. So what is the thing that you can do that you may not have had time for before that you really get to enjoy now? Make sure you acknowledge and celebrate those, because there's too much chaos and things to worry about. We have to try to juggle that with the things that we're like, yeah, oh, this is nice. I get to do this. Sitting in the sun the other day, oh, I enjoyed it so much. I had the cats and my kids out there with me, the dog. Some cows came up to visit. It was very lovely. I enjoyed it, and I just did my best to be in that moment and not worry about everything that I had to worry about, because the sun felt so great, and I just wanted to enjoy as an energy reset. And it worked, because then yesterday was total chaos, but I didn't curl up in the fetal position, nor did I cry. So yay! All right? Celebrate those things. Yeah. No matter what, it's still hard to wrap our minds around that we're actually in this. I belong to a group, and there's people from a lot of different places, and it was fascinating because one of the questions they'd asked in this group was, how was your leaders handling what's going on? And it was really interesting. Most of them thought their leaders were doing a good job, except for they thought they could put in the protocols and the strategies and the shutdown sooner than they did. There was actually no one that commented anyway in this group that thought that they shouldn't have shut anything down, which I thought was interesting because it's a big group. But there may have been people in the group that did think that way. They just didn't voice it there. I don't know. I haven't gone back in a few days to look. So make sure you're balancing all the shouting at you social media stuff, because it is a good place to get information, right? You just have to have discernment and filter it. Make sure you're balancing all the craziness and the stuff that makes you upset, worried, sad, concerned with the stuff that lifts you up, makes you smile, and gives you a giggle. Some of it, aren't you finding some of it is making you giggle like a little more than you should? Just because it's just we're in extreme emotions. So things feel funnier, and yeah, I find myself laughing a lot at things that I'm like, really? If my world was like it used to be, that would have been funny, but not this funny. Anyways, it's just how we're handling it, right? Do your best. We're in this, so if you can find a way to make peace with it, that would be best for your mental, physical, and spiritual health. So, yeah, my meditation for you guys today, we are going to go with your wise, going to go ask a question of your wise guide. So, before we even begin, I want you to think of, yeah, let's do this. We're going to go to your special place, and then you're going to talk to your wise guide. And so what I want you to do is think about something you would like to ask your wise guide. Something that you would like more understanding with. I'll give you, I'll keep chatting for a couple more minutes while you can kind of keep that in the back of your mind. It's something you would like to ask your wise guide. Probably a lot of things, but just pick one for now. And then I'll try to make sure that I'm on the last 30 minutes of this so you can come back to this if you have another question and replay it over and over and over as many times as you need. It's here. It's free. You can fast forward. You could download it and fast forward to the last 30 minutes or so. Probably won't even be the last 30 minutes, but it'll be after the first 30. Because sometimes I talk faster than I mean to, or it just goes quicker. So, yeah, fast forward through the first 30 minutes or so, and then you'll be able to replay this and visit your wise guide anytime you want. Whew. I feel like there's some good questions. Nice. All right. Okay. So we're getting around the right... I'm watching the little clock to make sure so that it makes it easy for you to come back to it, because I'm cool that way, even if I think our world is very strange. All right. Nice breath in. Let's roll. Now, I think I want to... Let's do this one. All right. Nice breath in. Let's just become aware of our breathing. I would like you just to notice it for a few moments. Take these moments to gently focus on your breath. Just keep breathing in and out as deeply as possible, beginning to release and letting go. Big, deep breaths in and out. Just keep breathing. Just keep breathing. These are the breaths that signal it's time to go within. Now, as your normal, natural breathing begins occurring, imagine a gentle, warm, balmy breeze as it wafts around, wafting around head, neck, and shoulders. And with every breath, as the breeze continues to move gently around, there's a gently and easily releasing and a letting go feeling. Going on, becoming more and more comfortable with every breath. Across your upper back and circling around through the chest, a warm and nurturing feeling as the breeze continues to comfort. Down both arms, hands, and fingers, releasing and letting go. And with every breath taken, perhaps there may begin to be some wondering, is it a breathing of the breeze, or is the breeze breathing me? With every breath, the breeze continues circling around through the mid-back and around through the solar plexus. Every breath drifting deeper now, deeper, deeper. The gentle sensations of the warm, balmy breeze as it continues around through the lower back, circling around through the belly, releasing and letting go. Becoming more and more comfortable. With every breath, the breeze continues moving around thighs, knees, calves and ankles, and around through the feet. Now, and with every breath, becoming completely and thoroughly comfortable, calm, and at ease. Being at one with the breeze, and the breeze still gently, easily, moving all around and all through. So that at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, deeply, deeply, deeply relaxed. Deeply, deeply relaxed. Because you're so relaxed right now, and feeling comfortable, it's natural to open the door of your imagination to find your special place that place that is so secure, so calm, feels safe, feels inspirational, take ownership of this place and this spot of deep comfort, just enjoying wherever it is, wherever you are, your place is allowing you to relax. And your senses are heightening. It's so secure and calm. When you're ready, call for the something within that knows. It's easy. This idea of a wise, like a wise guide, that comes as support. Perhaps you have a sense of it in some way. Perhaps it's an image. Perhaps it's a feeling. Perhaps it's a color. Perhaps it's a sound. Whatever comes forward, that means wisdom. Maybe this is an image that if asked, could help you figure things out. Perhaps it's a feeling. Perhaps it's a knowing. Perhaps it's something you hear that will give you guidance for whatever seems important to know about, freely, in just right timing. Imagine your wise guide as it comes to life, as it simply seems to arise naturally. What's your wise guide like? How would the energy of this wise be described? What more? How does it feel emotionally to be with this wise guide? Enter into a conversation with the wise guide, just internally. Tell it about these feelings. When this kind of communication is imagined, how does the wise reply? find out if your wise guide would be available for solving any concerns. Let your wise respond. It seems natural. Begin to imagine walking with your wise while talking things over and to continue connecting. Let the wise guide know about all the latest thing the mind keeps focusing on and ask for help about it. Keep walking and chatting. I'm going to give you some time here to allow this to occur. As you continue by asking for more understanding with, or if complete, bring up something else for discussion. Have a nice chat with your wise guide. Ask your wise guide for support and understanding with what's going on in the world today. Now, let's ask your wise guide for the one most important something it wants to communicate to you for today. Imagine now that if it fits to heighten and brighten this information in any way that seems right. As we begin to complete for today, ask your wise guide, will it always respond to requests? A true wise guide can only answer one way. And how does your wise respond? Perhaps to imagine it to be the way it feels best to be, how does it feel to know that ever-ready help can come anytime? And again, if it feels right, allow more vibrancy for this image of the wise guide, the image or the feeling that is now an ever-ready positive guide in all ways. Perhaps the experience of meeting again might be agreed to for another time, a further connection and discussion. It's something to think about. Can always come back to this journey. And for now, anything more before we end our journey today? So let's bring back the importance of what happened here, how you felt, what you found out. We're going to be feeling this experience in the fulfillment, in all of its totality and unity. Just take a few more moments to soak in the energy of feeling loved, protected, supported, guided, and knowing it's always there when you need it. And we're going to close up the journey for today at one with a big deep cleansing breath in. As we begin to come up and out, two, realizing a sense of the room, three, a wonderful sense of well-being, four, more alert and awake, and five, eyes open, wide awake, say your first name out loud. Eyes open, wide awake, say your first name out loud. How did that go? Do you feel better? Knowing that you have a wise guide to help you whenever you need it. Personally, I love it. All right, well, thank you for listening. Don't forget to go sign up for my energy clearing if you haven't already. It's on my Facebook page. Look for the picture with the blue hearts. Sending you all a hug and good juju to get us through this crazy time. Blessings.
You have been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower you on your personal journey. To connect with Shannon directly, visit psychiccowgirl.com. That's psychiccowgirl.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.